Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. We've got another day that the Lord has generously given us, and we can do His wonderful will. I still desire it to be like heaven on earth. That's the intent of my life, is to obey God. And I know the world system is falling apart all around us. I can see it. I know it. And it always will. But my responsibility is to bring heaven to earth. That's the will of God. And I do it by operating in His love, walking in His ways. And we ended yesterday's broadcast, and the Lord titled it Requirements. It's at the bottom of the page at this point, because there's more to come if the Lord graces us with more time. But nevertheless, at the bottom of the audio 5 page, it's called Requirements. But I ended talking about how we don't just receive life. And we've said this before, but we have to reject darkness. There were two notable trees. There were many trees in the Garden of Eden. But in the middle of the garden was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the tree of life also was there. So one tree we should eat off of. The other one we should never eat off of. And now this was in the beginning. And it's never going to be all right to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's forbidden. That's a forbidden tree. All kind of mischief happens after you eat off that tree. We have forgiveness. But just because we have forgiveness don't mean we should go and practice sin or do something on purpose. Or do nothing about the sin we could fall into. The Lord taught us to subdue our lives. He said to Adam, be fruitful. He said, multiply. Now, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. So, if we're going about doing good, why is evil an option? When I saw that I could fail, which I know I can fail, I wanted to subdue my life so that I can't fail. Now, God's not going to come down and master over my life watching every little thing I do. That's my job. If I know it's wrong, leave it alone. Don't do it. If it's questionable, leave it alone. If you think it's wrong, examine it and don't do wrong. And then there are those things that you got to learn, like, when I used to read about how Jesus went about doing good, he walked in love. He wants us to love each other. My heart was focused on redemption and being a blessing to people, going about doing good. But this is a problem I had as a businessman. I couldn't make a distinction between the two. I have to work and charge people money. And I have to decide how much I'm going to charge and stick with it, even when people don't have it. Am I still supposed to charge them? Now, this is something the business people deal with all the time. A lot of Christian writers, they write books. It costs a lot of money to write books. And then they have to sell the books, which is part of revelation that God gave them, which He said, if you freely you give, freely you've been given, and so freely give. And then they end up giving the books away. And they've invested in the books, but they didn't get their return, and they can't reproduce the books. So these are little areas you have to deal with. So I took the matter to the Lord about my business. And He taught me well. He said, if you were dealing with angels, you wouldn't have a problem because they're going to pay you right. They're going to do right by you. He said, but you have to watch out for your own gain. I'm still required to take care of my family, my children. I'm not required to take care of other people's families and other people's children. I can help people if they need me to. See, these are things I had to go before the Holy Spirit and learn. If you see a person that have need, a storm just blew their house down, the father just died, they don't have an income right now, compassion would say, help them out. But you can't help them out if you don't go around selling your service. See, this is the world system. We have to learn how to work it. Our system works on godly principles. The world system works on tit for tat. So you have to work and earn, you know, the labor is worthy of its hire. If I'm going to take time to work to earn a living for my family, then other people have to do the same thing or they won't be able to pay me. That's just the way it is. So God has wisdom for the things you may not understand. That was a point in time, as simple as this is, I didn't understand it. I didn't know the balance of these things. And I went before the Holy Spirit. Sometimes people don't do that and they continue forward doing things the wrong way. Now when it comes to books and the revelation of God, I want people to have it. God told me to, he said, don't let not my people lack knowledge. He gave me a vision and showed me, gave me that vision. And I endeavored to do it, but I didn't know how I would do it. I said, Lord, I need a lot of money if I'm going to publish books, because people don't buy from unknown authors. And people that know you that would buy it, they're not going to read it because they know you. Only the people that are interested, if they can receive the fact that this man is hearing from God, I'll read the book. Most people won't do that, but some people will that you know. But I said, Lord, you've given me good information. And he gave me a way to distribute it. I was in an elevator one day, met a guy and his daughter. The Lord had given me revelation, and I sensed that they needed it. But I couldn't tell them. They were about to get out of the elevator. I was about to go where I had to be. And I got tired of that kind of thing happening. I said, Lord, I need a way to give people revelation. He gave me Living Letter Ministries. So I started getting people's addresses and mailing them the living letters. I didn't even know what to call them. This was something new to me. I thought they were messages. My mother said, that's a sermon. A sermon is something you preach before people. This is something people could take and read at their leisure. And so when the Lord gave me Living Letter Ministries, I saw something. I knew what to do with it. Now, I knew the assignment. All at once, I knew to get addresses and mail them out. And he told me to start with churches, people that were more apt to read it. And most of the time, the churches I started with, most of them were full gospel churches. Because the doctrinal difference is, you know, I got a few denominational churches, but I had about 350 addresses. I ended up the years I did the Living Letters. And when I meet people and I sense that I had revelation that they needed, I'd say, hey, I got a mail-out ministry. I write Living Letters, and every quarter I send them to people. If you give me your address, I put you on the mailing list. And they said, sure. And I get it to them. So, God would give me what to write. He knew the people that was going to receive them, and he gave me things people would receive. And I invested. I didn't charge for it. I wanted people to get information. And so sometimes it fits to get things to people. If you're investing, when you're investing in the kingdom of God, if you have revelation, it takes a while to learn it. But if you give it to people, it gives them a boost. If they want to know God, if they already endeavoring to know God, it'll help. And if they don't know God, they may get to know God. And guess what people do with letters like that? They don't throw them away. They put them somewhere, and then they find them when they need it. People have told me they found those letters and it meant something the day they found it, because it's a living letter, just like the Word of God, because it came from the heart of God. God just told me what to write down. Now, Paul did it. Apostles can do this. Anybody can write down what God give them, and what do you have? A living letter. It didn't come from the devil. It came from the Holy Spirit. So it is alive. And it could be 100 years, 1,000 years from now, somebody can find those letters and it'll minister to them in their need. Now, I don't want to sell something like that and make a profit on it. I want to distribute that. That's my goal. That's my intent. But other ministers sell their books, and I understand why. And sometimes I would like to have some of the things that I write published so that people can take it with them. They can read it. They can, when they're traveling on an airplane, they can read the book. It can become a conversation piece. So selling a book for the sake of distribution is, I don't think it's wrong, but Jesus said, freely you receive, freely give. I'm not trying to make a profit off of it. My goal is to get the word out. So my website is free. It will always be free. What God give me, I publish it, I copyright it, and put it on the website. And yeah, it's an investment. But guess what? When you sow it to the kingdom of God, God will give you a return. I'm not interested in finance. I'm interested in souls. And the Lord has blessed me to work and do these things. Now, I charge, you know, a guy tried to hustle me out of he wanted his heater core put in free. And I gave him my price. He said, well, didn't Peter go, he didn't charge people. I said, Peter sold the fish and preached the gospel free. And he shut up and walked away. You know, people will try to hustle you, but don't be hustled. Peter sold the fish and he preached the gospel free. I fix cars, but I preach the gospel. I never charge to preach the gospel. If a person will listen, and if I got something to do, I will sacrifice time to tell people they want to know something. But I won't, you know, it's important. If a person will hear and listen and be blessed, that's what I desire. Now, as we follow God, we can't just love what's right. We have to also hate what's wrong and do something about it. Now, somebody said that compassion. They said the Lord told them that compassion is a combination of love and hate. You love what's right, you hate what's wrong to the point that you're going to do something about it. Now you got compassion. And that's true. That I can believe that. Now, if you love something and you hate something, you're motivated. Two things have motivated me. One is love, one is anger. When I see people falling off the vine, falling away from God, not knowing God, and they got little children, I get angry at Satan. The enemy is harassing their life. We have to hate. There's no reason for any sin in our life. Sin don't come to help us. Sin comes to do precisely what Satan wants it to do, to kill you, to destroy you, to steal from you, kill you out, and destroy you. It comes to kill your life, your dreams, your hopes, your vision. It comes to bring despair in your life. See, Satan don't want you to die quickly. He get more juice out of your life if he make you miserable first, and you set an evil pattern to your generation. If your children see you fail in life, they will expect to fail in life. If the neighborhood is failing miserably, then the principality over that neighborhood, and there are principalities over the neighborhoods, just like they're over the cities and towns and states and nations. When that principality creates a miserable stronghold, then what he does, the people expect the worst. They don't expect to go forward. And to the point that when people are breaking through, they will work against them, just like hell. In hell, not only do demons torment people, but the demons cause the people to torment each other. Just like they do on earth. If people that won't work, they're going to be jealous of people that will. And then they're going to justify themselves, and they're going to stay in their dark corner, and they're going to make themselves look good. And when somebody that's aspiring to be something comes around, then they feel ashamed because they did nothing with their life. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, when people do what they're supposed to do, and God, and the favor of God and the blessings of God is on them, it's a wake-up call if you're receptive. And it's a source of aggravation if you hate knowledge. See, the enemy is slick, and you can't let him outsmart you. There's no reason to be lazy. There's no reason to be lustful. God didn't give that because it's not a gift. Sin is not your friend. Sin is not from God. Sin is not from heaven. Only the good. The reason when people die and they see heaven, they want to stay. They don't want to come back to this, because they saw better. But let me tell you this. If you love God, people in heaven don't have an advantage over us. Because if we love God, we can walk with him here and now. I have gotten more answers from the Holy Spirit by asking questions. You don't have to go to heaven to ask questions. The Holy Spirit is here to guide us now. But if you drive the evil out of your life, you'll be able to pay attention to what God is doing. And your life will be just like it is in heaven. Your life will be full of the blessings of God. You don't have to sit around and wish, because God gave you faith. Faith without works is just a wish. People that don't get off their mother's front porch and go get a job. You know, I work in a city where there's too many 20-somethings sitting on the front porch watching time go by. And I even saw some people sit, they sat on that front porch until the house fell apart and they had to tear it down. And I don't know, now they gone. They're not there aggravating people no more. They're wasting their time and their life. But you see people who are diligent and they're family oriented, and they produce people that's going to do something, that's going to be an asset to society. I love to see families that work hard at work, and you know, men that work and take care of their home. There's nothing better. I grew up around men that worked and took care of their homes, and they had beautiful homes and good relationships. Maybe not so much perfect relationships, but they stayed married, and I grew up with their children. You know, you can do some things if you follow God. It's beautiful. You don't have to let the misery of hell tear your whole life down. There's no reason for sin. Sin is something to get rid of. And as much as God, if God hates it, it's bad. You don't need it. It's not a gift. It's not pretty. It's a false logic, false knowledge that works against the truth of God's word. And God has a method and a way. It doesn't matter how wealthy you are. God can use you strategically and help you help others. And that's what it's all about. I want to see people live their best lives and go forward. And just like the Marines, be all they can be. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Be all you can be in him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.